Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Aaron Mullins. You are listening to a New American Town podcast. I am here today with one of my favorite people in the world, actually, Chef Matt Cooper. How are you, man?
Good, buddy. How are you?
It's good. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. So you are a busy, busy guy. I follow you on Instagram and on social, and you're not only working, you're always just doing cool things, but I want to get to the really cool thing that's in the process of happening and about to open, which is your new restaurant. Tell us all about that.
Yeah. So, I've been kind of going crazy for about the year and a half, and just really pouring my heart and soul into the community as much as I can, and then spent some time away on the East Coast cooking and really just having a good time and getting ready for this new project that I've been thinking about for just a really long time. And you know, all the things that we think about when as chefs, when we're in our restaurants and doing things like that, there's always something else next on the horizon and how we can fill the gaps in the things that we see, right? And something that I really have been focusing on for years is, I really think that Bentonville needed like a smaller restaurant that focuses on the farm to table movement and developing the relationships between the farmers, the community, and stuff like that. And I've been able to really do that at some of the previous restaurants I was at, but like shrinking that model a little bit and making it easier and more sustainable for us to do that and really, really focus on those individual issues. And so Conifer kind of was born from this natural collaboration of things that happen, and I love this community like that. You know, I started talking with people that wanted to build things, and they wanted me involved, and this organic conversation happened about how, you know, there was a few things that we thought were missing that actually fell right into my category. So, you know, I love that. And so Conifer was kind of born from something that I saw a need. So the restaurant will have, like, you know, the biggest thing was the restaurant will have, I wanted this idea of like a local organic farmer's market that was year round, you know, and where people could buy stuff that was being grown in the region in a small little place, right? So I wanted it to be a bigger part of the restaurant. And then we did all the research, because that's what we do as chefs. We're like, let's do all the research and figure out, you know, what that looks like.
Right.
And it came back and it was like, okay, we have some time before that really could do something that big. So what we did is we shrunk that model and made, so we're going to have like a 200 square foot farm stand. So it'd be like a farm stand that you have in any other like urban garden. You go in, it's self-service. It'll have, you know, local farmers represented and stuff like that. And this really gives the restaurant the ability to be able to focus on building up those local farmers in the way that they want to be built. Like if they just want to, you know, sell their stuff at the farmer's market, great. They just want to sell to us, great. If they want to sell a little bit more and then try things out so that we can try them in the restaurant and be creative and things like that and allow them to grow and allow them to be, then that fits exactly what we want to do, right? And then, of course, we'll have it's a full-service restaurant. We'll have about 46 seats inside and a little bit at the bar. We have a huge patio outside that encompasses entire kind of outside front of the building. We'll have about 30 seats outside and then a lounge area that'll probably seat, you know, I would say probably about 25 to 30 more. And then we'll have a private dining room. You see how this happens? It's like, I'm going to build a small little restaurant. And then we'll also have a private dining room that seats about 20. So for those people that want a really, really intimate private experience, we have a dining room that's completely separate from the restaurant, like in the back of the building, that's perfect for those intimate gatherings, business lunches. We'll hold classes and cooking classes and kind of like all kinds of wonderful things. The restaurant is really something that's what I consider a true collaboration. So we have local artists that have helped build things in the space. And what I've really loved about this entire process is, you know, I released control of some of the things that I wanted and really just talked to every individual that I wanted to be involved with this project. You know, for instance, Rainey Bray she's making some of, at Fifth Street Studio, she's making some of our plates. Right. And I was like, she's like, well, what do you want? And I was like, well, you know, I just want something natural. I want to see what you want to do. And then we kind of just went back and forth and it was super easy. And then she just created these amazing plates for us. And then the same thing, like with our architect, like it goes, starts at the bottom and goes all the way up to the top. You know, Katie Brewer at Buff Studios, like amazing people that, like, you know, I just told Katie, like, she's known me for a while. She knew who I was. And I told Katie, you know, kind of what I wanted. And together we just did everything.
Yeah.
Like, designed everything. And it was, you know, it was great. And, you know, same thing with, like, all the people. And you can see that we'll be posting things, not only our social media, but on the website and stuff like that. Like, all the people that got us to this point of opening, they'll be represented so that we can, because it goes back to that community. It goes back to building all those, quote, trees in the forest and nurturing us and growing us all together. And that's really the, you know, that's the concept behind Conifer is, you know, we're not trying to compete with anyone. We're trying to complement everything that's going on. You know, we'll be open dinner from like 5 to 10, Tuesday through Saturday. The farm stand will be open during the day, like early in the morning until we close the restaurant at night. And then it'll be accessible to the tenants of the building 24/7 with the fobs to their to the building, which is a really unique kind of thing that they have.
That's really cool. And so I don't think we've covered off. So the actual building where the restaurant
is. So the building is called the Howard, and it's an urban living facility. So it's apartment living. And it's just, it's really, really cool. Again, it was another partnership of us thinking like, do I want to, you know, does it fit this pro forma? And it does. So like most of the apartments are really geared at, and that's Wheelhouse Management is geared at, you know, smaller apartments, 500 square feet to like, you know, 600 square feet. I think they have only like two bedrooms, right? And it's geared at the person who wants to live downtown. It's the person that wants to bike to work and have all the things that we're going to have in this little, you know, 2 mile square radius of everything that's going on. And what better to have, you know, a restaurant that focuses on all the things that encompasses downtown right below you.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
So super cool.
That's really cool. I don't know if I'm jealous or feel sorry for the people that are going to live on the floors, like right next to the restaurant, because all they're going to want to do is just like come down every night for dinner.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. We have a really unique outside where, you know, basically our entire lounge area, like it's a seamless transition from like walking out of the apartments into our space outside. So it feels like this very, it'll feel like this very small, complete community.
I love that.
You know? Which it just speaks to everything that I love, you know.
That's fantastic. So we were talking a little bit before we jumped on the mics here, but let's talk about the name Conifer, because I think this is really cool. And I know you've been thinking about this for the long time, but this name might sound familiar to people the first time they hear it, but tell us exactly what Conifer is all about.
Yeah, it's definitely not. It is very familiar to everyone, but you know, it means so many things to me. More than just, but the general gist is that, you know, there's that old saying that you can't see the forest for the trees, right? Well, and I really think that, and I love that because it gives us this broader perspective of like, we need to think about the big picture and what's going on. But we also, you know, especially in the times that we live in now and in the past 3 years and everything else, I mean, all of us have really, I think, refocused our attention on what really matters and nurturing individual people nurturing individual people so that the entire community can move forward and grow together is so meaningful to me in how we treat people and how we interact with people and how we move forward together and learn from each other together that means so much. So that's kind of where Conifer comes from. But, you know, also, like, I grew up in a family where we sang the Johnny Appleseed song every year, you know, before dinner every single day, you know, about planting seeds and planting the seeds and growing a community. And, again, it all goes back to that. My entire life and my career have been about trying to build connections, meaningful connections, in which those connections build and grow and help us all, you know. And I think that's what we really focus on. You know, I love cooking. I love bringing people together with food and things like that. But I am a humanitarian at heart, and helping people in general. Food is just one of the ways that I choose to do it. But helping people in general is my passion in life, and that's what I want to do. So.
Well, that word right there, I mean, I can, just watching you talk about this, I wish this was being videotaped right now, because I'm sure people can hear it coming through the mic, but I can see how passionate you are about this. It's just so cool.
Yeah, I mean, it really does go deep. I mean, I'm sure I could talk about it forever, but I mean, you know, we have an amazing community here in Northwest Arkansas.
Absolutely.
And people really, really, not that they don't care everywhere else, of course they care, but people are very driven here to, yeah. And which attracted me to this area. We are very driven to make everyone's lives better in every single way that we can here, right? And really push the envelope. And we have the unique ability with all the commerce and everything going on here to be able to push that envelope and help us all grow, you know, as long as we do it in a very humble, in a humble way where we're accepting of everything that's coming at us and at least look at everything from every side, right? And yeah, so I'm extremely grateful for all the things that have been happening over this past year and a half. And, you know, it's just been an amazing process, and we look really forward to, you know, what's coming up really soon.
Absolutely.
You know, that last 2% of getting a restaurant open is like the most the most fun, not fun thing ever. But it's, you know, it's like the sixth one I've done, so it's like, yeah, you're used to it. But
yeah, used to it, but also
not used to it.
Not
never
used
to it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, so your restaurant, your concept, which is also extremely exciting. So what can people expect menu-wise once Conifer opens?
A lot of people keep asking me that. So I would say, you know, what people didn't expect that, you know, I talked about that little niche, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, myself being celiac, you know, we will have, you know, we really pushed it at my last restaurant. We're going to really push it here again. It's going to be 100% gluten-free restaurant. We've pushed it even a little bit further where all of our cocktails, you know, are going to be non-wheated. So you'll have our bourbons and everything like that, but nothing, no added wheat, no like wheated bourbons or anything like that. And then we'll have a beer selection that's local and things like that, but it'll be all contained. So no taps or anything like that. So contamination won't happen at all, you know, for any reason. And so I'm really excited to be able to give people that have all those dietary restrictions and things like that a place to come and feel safe about eating. Like my celiac has progressed to the point where I can almost not eat anywhere where flour is even in the building.
Wow.
Like over the summer and stuff, you know, I got contaminated like I don't know how many times, and it wasn't anyone's fault. It's just, you know, that's just the progression of that. And it's that's a huge thing for people that are coming from all over the nation and the world to live here that have all those conditions and things like that. And we, not that everyone else is not doing a good job. I think chefs here especially try their best to do everything, and I do too. But it, again, with it being celiac, with me being celiac and it being a gluten-free restaurant, we have to make sure that we source our ingredients from places and people that know where they source their ingredients and how they source them.
Right.
And it's a frustrating yet necessary conversation that has to be had with everything, which means 9 times out of 10, I end up paying more for everything. So,
right.
But the food you can expect is, you know, people ask me this a lot, and I would say, you know, I have my classical training, you know, like French, German, Italian training, and or classical training, and then you're going to see, like, if the Pacific Northwest meets everything that I grew up cooking here and everything else. So we'll be getting fresh fish from the Pacific Northwest that's out of the water to us the next day, the day boats and things like that, and you know, we've got this amazing fire deck oven that is like it's a gas radiant flame that we'll be cooking everything from fresh gluten-free breads to, you know, whole fish dishes, whole primals, vegetable dishes. Like there's a lot of, that's like the heart and soul of the restaurant, and that's going to be really, really, really cool. But it's everything that the people of this community have gotten used to seeing from me. You know, we are going to source amazing ingredients from the best places that we can. As local as we can first, and then as sustainable, and then regionally, and then et cetera, et cetera. And we'll just make sure that, you know, my style of cooking is, you know, if anything, I'm moving food backwards. Like, I don't want to, like, I'm not trying to recreate the wheel. I want to source from amazing products and amazing people that are growing them and help them and their families grow in the way that they want to. And then by doing so, I have a product that I can stand behind to transmit and translate to my clients and quote my family, you know,
right,
and just present it in the way that it should be presented, you know, and cook it simply and let the product shine. So we're really excited about that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And I know just throughout the restaurant industry as a whole, as we're, you know, working our way through COVID, you know, difficulties in finding sort of people to work in the service industry. You feel like you've built like a good team and you've got the right people in place? It sounds like it.
Yeah, we are. I'm very fortunate that I've worked with some creative and amazing people. Again, it goes back to community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I care about the people that I work with, and I give them and empower them to be able to help not only themselves grow, but myself. So it's about that. I mean, literally the concept of Conifer doesn't just talk about food or this community. It talks about our employees and how we care about what we're doing with them and what their goals are in their life. So yeah, actually we're really excited. We're like a month out and we're fully staffed.
That's fantastic.
We are ready to go. So, you know, I've got people coming from kind of everywhere and other people that are local. So, you know, I'm just extremely grateful for the team that we've got ready and things like that. Some of them have worked for us for years and helped me open restaurants and have kind of been gone off to do other things and are coming back. So, I mean, it's really good. And you have to do that. You have to allow your people to leave and grow and go do the things that they want to do. And
right.
If they come back, great. If they don't come back, then they've done what they're supposed to do. And you've set them on that path to like success for whatever it is they want out of their life. So, we're pretty set.
It reminds me, you know, one of the first offices I worked in out of college, I left that first job and my boss said, you know, this office is like the Hotel California. Like you can check out, but you never leave.
Right.
And what he meant by that was, you're always part of my family, whether we work together again in the future.
Absolutely.
But there's now a network. Wherever you're going, there's a network and we have a connection. And it sounds like you've got a lot of that in your life, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And I'm blessed because that really helps. It really, I mean, it's kind of selfish because it allows me to grow as well.
Yeah.
Right. If I care about people enough and they go do something else, you know, and they come back, it doesn't even matter. Or if they don't come back, I still learn something from them and I'm able to grow in some way. And so I'm just, yeah, it's an awesome experience for sure.
Well,
and the people who have worked for me for years know that they understand that why I care and what I care about.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And they understand that they need to talk to me. And there's a few people that talk to me about coming to the restaurant and I've told them, I was like, I would love to have you back, but like, you need to go and do that.
Right.
Like, this is what you need to do. Like, if you go and do that and it doesn't work out and whatever, you know, then come back. But for right now, this is what you're meant to do. And that's not my decision to make, but it's also my decision. I have a chance to help people get out of their comfort zone and be like, no, go do what you, like, this is what you really dream to do.
See, that's a beautiful
thing. Like, I'm easy, right? Like, I'm easy to deal with for the most part.
But that's a beautiful thing as well, Matt, because that reminds me of another situation where, I had a job out of college and I started volunteering at this nonprofit and I was so excited about the work that they were doing. And I finally went to the head of this nonprofit. And I said, listen, I'm going to quit my job. I want to come work here full time. Like I'm all in. And he looked at me and he goes, no, I don't think we would hire you. And I was like, what? I was just like I could understand it. And he goes, no, you're not cut out for this work. Like
right.
You need to keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're helping us where you are right now. Plus it may feel like this is a good fit for you. But I can tell you this is not a good – and I didn't understand it at the time. Years later, I understand exactly what he was talking about. And
right.
he was spot on. He was thinking about what was best for me, but also what was going to be best for his organization.
Yeah.
So, you know, for a leader to be able to do that, to say, no, that over there is best for you,
yeah.
Which is in turn best for us because we're all one big family, It's a really beautiful thing.
Well, I mean, it's a brutal industry. I've been doing this close to, and all the people that work for me are, well, I'm sure listening to this, they'll laugh because I think it keeps getting, well, for a long time, I was like, I've been doing this 20 years. And then, you know, now I'm backing it up. I'm getting older. I'm like, I'll back this up a little bit. But I've been doing it a long time.
Start using ish a lot more.
Ish, 20 yeah, ish. Yeah, I've been doing this a long time. So, yeah, it's a process and it's a hard industry, you know,
and
if you can't find a way, like you spend more time with the people that you work with than your own families, you know, and
right.
We choose that, like, wow, we choose that torture. but it presents this amazing opportunity to know so many different types of people and how they interact. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing. Like, you have to really love it, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just about loving people.
That's
and,
exactly
and
right.
I love it. I love what I do.
Well, I couldn't be more excited about this. I know the community is crazy excited about it. This is going to be such a treat for our visitors who are coming into town, and we have more and more visitors coming in
on a
weekly basis, which is just fantastic. Where can people follow you on social and online?
So right now we've got our Instagram set up. We've got a few posts and we're kind of doing thing. That's at Conifer Bentonville. And then you can always follow myself as well at Cooper_Chef. And that'll pretty much get you to where, you know, we're going. As we get closer to opening, we're going to probably just hit the ground running.
Yeah.
You know, and then we'll probably set up some pre-registration, like if you want to be there for the opening nights and stuff like that. Again, it's like limited seating capacity. We have one large table that will be like our walk-in only table, but primarily with the size of the restaurant, especially just the dining room, you know, it'll probably be pretty reservation only pretty quick.
Yeah.
Which is great because you know what you're looking forward to. You know what right. I mean? But you can catch me on those two socials. And then we have a Facebook as well. And the website will be up and running closer to time, you know? Everything's in the works. We're pretty excited.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Well, listen, thank you for taking the time. I know there's a lot going on these days.
That's for sure. It's good to see you for a second.
Yeah, you too. It's just always great to have
this
conversation.
I'll see you again in 2 months, you know.
Exactly. Well, you know, I love that we were able to sort of share with everyone what's happening. And for those of you listening, make sure that you jump on social, follow Matt, follow Conifer, so you're really in the know. And then as soon as we get an opening date, start making plans because you will not want to miss out on this.
Yeah, we should be looking at before August.
Fantastic.
It's that last 2% we're talking
about. That last 2%. Got to get over that hurdle.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Matt, thank you.
Thank you, buddy. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Good to see you. And for everybody out there listening, like I said, make sure you're following Matt. Make sure you're following Conifer as you're planning your trip. You can dig into visitbentonville.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and we also have a YouTube channel that you should check out as well. Of course, there's this podcast episode. We have so many other podcast episodes just really shining a light on the amazing things that are happening in our community. If you need help with your trip, don't hesitate even to pick up the phone or shoot us a email or a direct message on social as well. Matt, again, thank you. And for those of you listening, thank you as well. We will see you in Bentonville real soon. Check you next time.